before Hermione could get farther than, "Ron, I'm just as capable." The tapestry at the top of the staircase on which they stood was ripped open.
Potter!
Two masked Death Eaters stood there, but even before their wands were fully raised, Hermione shouted,
"Glissio!"
The stairs beneath their feet flattened into a chute, and she, Harry and Ron hurtled down it, unable to control their speed, but so fast that the Death Eaters' stunning spells flew far over their heads. They shot through the concealing tapestry at the bottom and spun onto the floor, hitting the opposite wall.
"Duro!"
cried Hermione, pointing her wand at the tapestry, and there were two loud, sickening crunches as the tapestry turned to stone and the Death Eaters pursuing them crumpled against it.
"Get back!"
shouted Ron, and he, Harry, and Hermione flattened themselves against a door as a herd of galloping desks thundered past, shepherded by a sprinting Professor McGonagall. She appeared not to notice them. Her hair had come down, and there was a gash on her cheek. As she turned the corner, they heard her scream,
"Charge!"
"Harry, you get the cloak on," said Hermione.
"Never mind us."
But he threw it over all three of them, large though they were. He doubted anyone would see their disembodied feet through the dust that clogged the air, the falling stone, the shimmer of spells. They ran down the next staircase and found themselves in a corridor full of duelers. The portraits on either side of the fighters were crammed with figures screaming advice and encouragement, while Death Eaters, both masked and unmasked, dueled students and teachers. Dean had won himself a wand, for he was face to face with Dolohov, Parvati with Travers. Harry, Ron, and Hermione raised their wands at once, ready to strike, but the duelers were weaving and darting around so much that there was a strong likelihood of hurting one of their own side if they cast curses. Even as they stood braced, looking for the opportunity to act, there came a great
"Whee!"
And, looking up, Harry saw Peeves zooming over them, dropping Snarglepuff pods down onto the Death Eaters, whose heads were suddenly engulfed in wriggling green tubers like fat worms.
Ah!
A fistful of tubers had hit the cloak over Ron's head. The slimy green roots were suspended improbably in midair as Ron tried to shake them loose.
"Someone's invisible there!"
shouted a masked Death Eater, pointing. Dean made the most of the Death Eater's momentary distraction, knocking him out with a stunning spell. Dolohov attempted to retaliate, and Parvati shot a body-bind curse at him.
"Let's go!"
Harry yelled, and he, Ron, and Hermione gathered the cloak tightly around themselves and pelted, heads down, through the midst of the fighters, slipping a little in pools of Snarglepuff juice toward the top of the marble staircase into the entrance hall.
"I'm Draco Malfoy! I'm Draco! I'm on your side!"
Draco was on the upper landing, pleading with another masked Death Eater. Harry stunned the Death Eater as they passed. Malfoy looked around, beaming for his savior, and Ron punched him from under the cloak. Malfoy fell backward on top of the Death Eater, his mouth bleeding, utterly bemused.
"And that's the second time we've saved your life tonight, you two-faced bastard!"
Ron yelled. There were more duelers all over the stairs and in the hall. Death Eaters everywhere Harry looked. Yaxley close to the front doors in combat with Flitwick, a masked Death Eater dueling Kingsley right beside them. Students ran in every direction, some carrying or dragging injured friends. Harry directed a stunning spell toward the masked Death Eater. It missed, but nearly hit Neville, who had emerged from nowhere, brandishing armfuls of venomous tentacula, which looped itself happily around the nearest Death Eater and began reeling him in. Harry, Ron, and Hermione sped down the marble staircase. Glass shattered to their left, and the Slytherin hourglass that had recorded house points spilled its emeralds everywhere, so that people slipped and staggered as they ran. Two bodies fell from the balcony overhead as they reached the ground, and a grey blur that Harry took for an animal sped four-legged across the hall to sink its teeth into one of the fallen.
"No!"
shrieked Hermione, and with a deafening blast from her wand, Fenrir Greyback was thrown backward from the feebly stirring body of Lavender Brown. He hit the marble banisters and struggled to return to his feet. Then, with a bright white flash and a crack, a crystal ball fell on top of his head, and he crumpled to the ground and did not move.